wasn't a stormy sea, but it was a frightening sea. And I had this sensation that I was going to drown. I disappeared under the sea. And I would surface again. And I would start to drown again. And I would surface again, come up again. Then I would go down into the water, and I had this sensation that I was going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened.
It seemed to go down and down and down.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was very dark and very deep.
The sea.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat is schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Omdat ze niet over de vormen der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Kindertjes die moeder echt willen verrassen, doen voor haar de afwas. Want afwassen is kinderspel met sterke, geconcentreerde Dubro Citron. Kijk maar eens goed naar het rijke sop. Daarmee wordt de grootste afwas nog prachtig schoon en ruikt heerlijk fris naar citroen. En als alles al blinkend schoon is, kan Dubro nog met gemak deze vettige jukom aan. Zie je wel? Met sterke Dubro Citroen wordt uw afwas schitterend schoon. Ja, het is waar. Afwassen is kinderspel met sterke Dubro Citroen.
Nieuw, verbeterde al. De kookwas praktisch overbodig. Bij 60 graden beter dan ooit. En nu ook bij 40 graden een stap voorwaarts. Verbeter de al, nu met TAED Plus systeem, was extra schoon bij 40 graden. Dus ook moderne en gekleurde was krijgt Verbeter de al extra schoon, zeggen de grote wasmachinefabrikanten. Zij hebben al getest en adviseren Verbeter de al met TAED Plus voor een extra schone was bij 40 graden.
Some men love war.
I belong to the most destructive group of men the world has ever known. That's my word.
In the cold dawn, an armada of young warriors takes to the sky. Those who return from the mission for today set their sights on the target for tonight.
We had two girls, took them up to 10,000 feet, put on the automatic pilot, and whammo.
Wartime, when young lovers have no time for everyday morality.
I'll kill you.
As much I can tell you, though, no squadron has ever been sent out on a more critically important operation.
Hey, you're very good.
I used to do it for the fishermen. And sometimes they even took me out on the boat with
them. I'm going to ask you some questions. You will have to answer them sooner or later.
I have nothing to say.
Take off his clothes.
The greatest of our time. Live to the hilt on the islands of the Aegean Sea.
This is a man whose job it is to lead six expert cutthroats and saboteurs on a desperate and impossible mission.
Watch out!
Ah! Abri!
What makes it even more desperate and impossible is that some of us hate each other even more than we do the enemy.
He's going to kill me when the war is over.
You think that you've been getting away with it all this time, standing by? Well, son, your bystanding days are over. You're in it now, up to your neck. They told me that you're a genius with explosives. Start proving it! You got me in the mood to use this thing. And by God, if you don't think of something, I'll use it on you.
The human being, each with his intense personal fears, his deep personal conflicts, each with his moments of triumph and tenderness, action and excitement, but even more than great adventure, over and above its tremendous thrills of unrivaled courage.
Easter!
And suspense.
Help! Give up quietly, gentlemen. Unless you want a great many innocent people killed as well as yourselves.
Everyone is staying exactly where you are. The party's over. Somebody stepped on the cake. Which means that there is a traitor in this room.
You will see.
It comes from the men and women of the rank and file, that's true. It comes from you people. Incredible people, good-looking people, too many good-looking people. I don't like good-looking people. I never liked good-looking people, I'll be honest with you. I've never admitted that before. But see, I'm allowed to... You know, we won in the Supreme Court a thing based on merit. You know about that, right? Merit. Everything now in our country is based on merit. And that's why I look at you and I see nothing but merit. It's great to have a country back where we can... go by merit now. We don't go by anything else except for talent and work and hard work. And it's such a big win. That was such one of the most important wins.
In this video, we'll show how to give a penile injection. A penile injection is a shot of medication in your penis. It's also called an intracavernosal injection, or ICI. If you take a medication for erectile dysfunction, also called ED, follow your care team's instructions for taking it during a penile injection therapy. It may not be safe to take it for a few hours or days before and after each injection. Gently pull the head of your penis straight out in front of you. Wipe the injection site with an alcohol wipe. Then set the wipe down nearby. Next, you'll inject the medication. Let go of your penis, pick up the syringe, and take off the cap covering the needle. Check to make sure the medication dose is right. If you pushed out any medication by accident, draw up more from the vial following the same steps as before. Hold the syringe between your thumb, index, and middle fingers, like you'd hold a pen or dart, with the needle facing the floor. Don't touch the plunger yet. If you have foreskin, pull it back. Once again, grasp the head of your penis and pull it straight out in front of you so it's fully stretched. This helps make sure the medication goes into the erectile tissue. Keep pulling on your penis from the time the needle goes into the shaft until it comes out. Don't twist it, or you could inject into the wrong area.
They like to drink. They are all alcoholics, including the grandmother at the piano. This is the alcoholic everyone knows. He accosts you on the street for money. He's dirty, unshaven, reeking from cheap wine. We think of him as a worthless bum, a public nuisance. Others, when alcohol has destroyed their brains, live out their lives in mental institutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is your prize, this is your peace prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
Right now.
Okay, let me hold. Fantastic. Excellent. And you will receive also, of course, a certificate. Reads out, and I would read it out with your permission, what are the reasons for you receiving this FIFA Peace Prize, Football United. The FIFA Peace Prize is presented annually on behalf of the billions of football-loving people from around the world, a distinguished individual who exemplifies an unwavering commitment to advancing peace and unity throughout the world through their notable leadership and action. And therefore, FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, awards the 2025 FIFA Peace Prize, Football United the World, to Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, in recognition of his exceptional and extraordinary actions to promote peace and unity around the world.
No compromise in terms of what we believe. We still believe America is the leader of the free world, that the West is superior, that we have to fight for these values, that we should give American corporations and, most importantly, our government an unfair advantage. We are dedicating our company. We have dedicated our company to the service of the West and the United States of America, and we're super proud of the role we play, especially in places we can't talk about. Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with the very best in the world, and when it's necessary, to scare enemies and on occasion kill them. And we hope you're in favor of that.
At Palantir, we are unashamed to admit that we work on behalf of the American warfighter. I do think we're in the early stages of a new Cold War with communist China.
We are at war with China. We are in an AI arms race.
Americans are the most loving, God-fearing, fair, least discriminatory people on the planet. If you're a foreign power sending fentanyl to poison our people, something really bad is going to happen to you and your friends and your cousins and your bank account and your mistress and whoever was involved. And, you know, when Americans are spending $1 trillion on defense, we need to stand up, and those people need to be scared. And they need to wake up scared and go to bed scared. People want to live in peace. They want to go home. They do not want to hear your woke pagan ideology. They want to know they're safe. And safe means that the other person is scared. That's how you make someone safe. And my version of service is the soldiers are happier, the enemies are scared, and Americans go back to enjoying the fact that we're the only one with a real tech scene in this country, and we're going to win everything. That's how I see it. We deliver the best in the world.
Amphetamines can drive you through brutal work shifts, push you through boring study sessions, or keep you dancing till dawn. Today, millions of brains are running faster than evolution had ever planned. In the last 15 years, amphetamines have become one of the fastest growing drug markets in the world, second only to cannabis. Like any drug, amphetamines can be used to escape reality. Amphetamines are stimulants and do just this extremely well. They come in three main types: plain amphetamine, methamphetamine, and MDMA. Meth is an extremely potent and addictive version, and MDMA or ecstasy has some quite unique effects, but today we'll focus on plain amphetamine, sold on the street as speed or as prescription drugs like Adderall or Vyvanse. The main effect of amphetamines is to trick your brain to massively increase the levels of dopamine and noradrenaline. On amphetamines, you aren't simply excited, but plugged into a hidden power source. Your heart pounds faster, your breath quickens, and sweat beads on your skin. Hunger fades, and fatigue dissolves. Other stimulants like cocaine peak or fade quickly, maybe crushing you and leaving you more tired than before, but amphetamines lift you up and hold you there for 4 to 14 hours. ADHD brains are basically looking for a reward that never comes. Amphetamines solve this by providing this reward. And if they manage to keep you awake and focused better than coffee or energy drinks, why not get your daily performance boost with a dose of amphetamines? They're made in labs, prescribed by doctors, and safely taken by millions after all. From tech to finance bros, from cooks or truck drivers to surgeons or nurses. This is starting to sound like a commercial. More serious is that noradrenaline puts your body into fight or flight mode, which can make you feel nervous, tense, and on edge. Your heart beats faster and your breaths are shorter, which is exactly how your body feels when you experience anxiety or panic. Suddenly, you feel extremely worried or can't stop ruminating. If you're already pretty stressed or anxious, this can worsen your anxiety or even lead to a full-blown panic attack.
Dove into the sea, disappearing far into the depths of the Pacific Ocean. For many months, it did not reappear, and authorities began to believe it was destroyed. Then, strange things began to happen in the Pacific.
Hey, look. Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
Are you sure you want this book?
Well, it's about computers, isn't it?
It's a religious book about people who worship computers. One of the stock boys read it, though. He said it was really scary.
Good. You have to scare some people just to get their attention. Should we allow these people to find themselves in the tribulation period scared to death? Or get their attention now while something can be done?
Like what?
Receiving Christ.
Well, I'll read the book, honey. Like you, Patty, I just find all this prophecy stuff to be a little hard to believe.
You know, unless you gals open your minds and your hearts, I'm afraid one of these days you're going to be in for a rude awakening.
In a future that grows ever closer, the fate of our Earth will lie in the hands of one man, a solitary warrior of great courage. His enemies will emerge from the underworld to test his strength. The Cyclopean warlord of the One Eyes, the assassin, half man, half machine. And leader and mastermind of the sinister renegades, they will utilize their cruelest weapons. They will exploit their most mysterious powers. They create an epic non-stop action that will challenge your senses.
After the oil wars, after the destruction of the cities, a ruthless warlord rules what's left of a radioactive world. Weapon, 20 tons of bulletproof armor on wheels.
Stop firing, or I will completely destroy this village.
You can't come in.
Who's in charge here?
Only one man dared oppose him.
No one can hold out against them.
There's always a way to fight back.
Up in the mountains somewhere.
Ah! Ah!
time is over, old man.
Not yet, kid.
An elite compact fighting unit armed with the most sophisticated weapons ever seen. The mission to preserve freedom and justice and battle the forces of evil.
The good guys always win.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me. It's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, to the diaphragm and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
This, our country and all its people, could be in danger of nuclear attack in minutes by enemy missiles, in hours by enemy aircraft. Our cities, our farms, our factories. Prime target would be our air bases. With all our aircraft on the ground, our weapons of interception or retaliation, to avoid surprise disaster, some of our aircraft must always be in the sky or on the alert, carrying nuclear weapons. These weapons are always armed. They will be armed following a decision by the President of the United States. Only these ready aircraft with nuclear weapons can form our first line deterrent force in peacetime. Our sure striking force in case of attack. Understand and accept this necessity for our survival. But we want to know the facts about one question. Do we live in danger of nuclear explosion and radioactive fallout if one of these airplanes should crash or one of these nuclear weapons accidentally drop? This bomber carries a nuclear weapon.
I ran around with a band that I won't name them, but a satanic rock band, and all their music was very wicked. And one day I just asked him, I said, where do you get those horrible songs that you write? And he said to me, we all get in a room and the songs just come. We know that to be automatic writing. And he said, the songs just come, we write them down, we record them, and then we take the master tape to Witch Coven, and they pray over it, so that when we press the records and they go into people's homes, demons go home with each record.
Cartagena, Hong Kong, Amsterdam, Rome.
You're surrounded now. Give yourselves up. There's no way to escape. Come on out, be sensible. Why make your situation worse? Surrender.
Give me a card and fast.
Think of the lives we're endangering.
I see that. You would like to avoid it. I admire your bravery.
As often as your missions are successful, the net results include two or three cadavers butchered beyond recognition.
Where's Bibi?
He's screwing your mother.
You were tested for the special squad. Every test revealed that your traits are criminal. What I can't explain is why you two, with your characteristics, applied for the police at all.
Get down! Down!
Give me some money. I swear, last time I'll ever ask. I need it.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You're all rotten.
No compromise in terms of what we believe. We
actually has made money for the average person that is actually supporting our warfighters. Why do they have to go after us?
We are going to support the U.S. government. And this is crucial. It's like we have the resources in this country. We often have not used them to support our warfighters. And that's changed. And in great part because our adversaries are clearly just worthy of getting kicked in the fanny.
A technical term.
It's the liberty-loving, tech-building people of the West, especially of America, who produce products that are so superior that the non-freedom-loving people need to shiver a little more than they have in the past. And this is crucial for the West and all of our allies who primarily love the freedoms and liberties we have, to show our adversaries that, in fact, we are superior because America is the best at building software. And the fact that we can build weapons, software-enhanced weapons, that really make our adversaries quiver.
The head of defense at Palantir Technologies, former Congressman Mike Gallagher, is here in studio.
I do think we're in the early stages of a new Cold War with communist China. I think the analogy allows us to understand the scale of the effort. This is a whole-of-society competition, as well as the stakes, which I would argue are existential. And the rough analogy is that the role that nuclear weapons played in the old Cold War with the Soviet Union is the role that AI is playing in this new Cold War with China. At Palantir, we are unashamed to admit that we work on behalf of the American warfighter, and we're finding that there's a lot of patriotic, talented young Americans who actually want to apply their talents to helping American warfighters become more lethal and scaring the crap out of America's enemies.
I like that at the end there.
If you like the smell of grease paint, enjoy being in the spotlight, or merely focusing one. If you get a bang out of helping construct a stage set, or helping line up props, or designing costumes for the school play. If you like to gather news for the school paper, write stories for your friends to read. If you're intrigued with the array of electronic equipment to put a radio or TV show together and to transmit it through the air.
Mostly sunny and slightly milder today, highs ranging.
If you like to work around celebrities, disc jockeys.
How to make yourself throw up. Nothing beats the terrible, despicable, and stomach-shaking experience of vomiting. The urge to vomit can occur naturally. Often you've swallowed something harmful, poisonous, or simply gross. Throwing up can sometimes be a necessity. We'll show you some simple and easy ways to throw up. Let's teach you how to throw up with these 8 methods. 1. The old-fashioned technique. Use your finger to vomit. Push your finger down the throat and keep doing it until it triggers the vomit. That disgusting solid liquid will come rushing out of your mouth. Get the feeling, vomiting. Believe it or not, this method works better than any other. Pinch your brain to the highest limit and think about vomiting as much as you can. This will make you throw up. Drinking Coca-Cola that doesn't contain any bubbles or is out of carbon dioxide may make you sick and want to throw up. All you have to do is drink water after drinking a glass of Coke to trigger vomiting. And your body cannot cope with it, which causes you to vomit. Moving on to the next method of vomiting. Gargle with egg whites. That's grosser than it sounds. And who knows? You do not even have to gargle with them. The raw taste and smell of the egg are unpleasant and cause you to vomit in no time. Of course, it is quite disgusting. Your toothbrush. Just like your finger, you can use that toothbrush to prompt yourself to throw up. So go ahead, rub your toothbrush at the back of your tongue and watch how immediately the vomit comes out. Expose yourself to smelly and dirty laundry. Even healthy and ordinary people will feel like vomiting if exposed to unpleasant and sickening odors or sights. Additionally, watching someone else throw up aggressively may trigger you too. If there is anything in your laundry that smells like garbage or worse, get your nose in there and vomit away. Just mix 1 or 2 teaspoons of mustard in a glass of water and drink away, which will make you queasy and trigger you to throw up. That's it. Are you ready to vomit now? We bet you are. All of these throwing up methods are risk-free and are great for forcing vomiting. Have a nice day. Ciao.
A naked corpse lying face down in a pool of blood. The decapitated body of a beautiful girl. The smell of death is in the air. Someone should have warned them about the horror on Snape Island. But what was the real horror? You'll have to see it to believe it. This horror of horrors.
You want to see a chart that will blow your mind? I just got this from one of my newsmen here in the staff. You see that? You see what this is? This is the lowest earthquake. Look, we're going along with earthquakes. This is earthquakes. And then look at down here.
Amazing.
Well, you want to know what that is? That's the election of Donald Trump. Why would there be a dip in the earthquakes at the time of the election? Why would there be less earthquakes there?
Sie werden mich runterbringen, so lautet Ihr Befehl. Bringen Sie mich runter, haben Sie mich verstanden?
Ein Todeskommando hinter den Linien des Vietcong.
Dieser verfluchte Krieg ist für mich vorbei.
Wer hat das getan?
Kein normaler Mensch kann sich vorstellen, was für Wahnsinnsideen ein krankes, perverses Gehirn ausbrüten kann.
Book. What kind of idiotic nonsense is that? You should be out looking for a job, trying to help out around here.
Jesus uttered these words 2,000 years ago. He said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. I do not want to sound like a preacher of gloom, but things are going to get worse before they get better. Because the Bible says they are. And if there is a passage of scripture that describes this present age, this one is. Distress of nations. With perplexity, and the word perplexity means a problem without a solution. Who can solve the problem of Vietnam? Who today can solve the problem of India? Who can solve the problem of the sleeping dragon China that is just now beginning to stir awake with its 800 million population? Who can solve the population explosion?
From this moment on, the PTP Television Network plans to broadcast television and radio non-stop, 24 hours a day, until the second coming of Jesus Christ.
This record, the man in his back positions. This is the set of positions that has been traditionally looked down upon by many tribes. The reason for this attitude, of course, is that the woman being over the man is thought to symbolize the dominance of women over men. You're quite welcome to read any symbolic meaning into a sexual intercourse position, such as any position where the woman is above the man, but you should realize that this is just your personal opinion, molded by your anxieties, fears, insecurities, and doubts. If this is your view, if you have a strong distaste for intercourse positions in which your woman is over you, then naturally you should not try to hide it from your own feelings or try to repress your own sensibilities. There is no point in trying to enjoy the act of sexual union for any position that for any reason makes it impossible for you to enjoy sex. There's no point in trying it, only to spoil everything for your wife or to spend days and weeks afterwards hating yourself or being...
...houdelijke overeenstemming te krijgen. Het gaat dus om vragen als, kunt u nog wat duidelijker maken wat u daarmee precies bedoelt? Kunt u die vraag nog wat nader toelichten? Metacommuniceren over de vorm moet ertoe leiden dat de deelnemers het eens worden over de planning, de uitvoering en de controle van het gesprek. De vragen luiden bijvoorbeeld, dwalen we niet van ons onderwerp af? Zien we door de bomen het bos nog wel? Zouden we niet liever eerst punt X bespreken? Metacommuniceren over interactie heeft betrekking op de manier waarop de deelnemers met elkaar praten en kan opheldering verschaffen over de bijbetekenissen van uitspraken op socio-emotioneel niveau. Uitspraken zijn bijvoorbeeld, nu voel ik me nogal overdonderd. Ik voel me hierdoor persoonlijk aangevallen. Dat komt bij mij nogal belerend over. Als iedereen door oefening voldoende vertrouwd is geraakt met metacommunicatie, wordt ze een vast bestanddeel van het gesprek. Ten slotte nog een paar praktische wenken. Introduceer metacommunicatie in uw besprekingen voorzichtig en gefaseerd, zodat de deelnemers gelegenheid hebben eraan te wennen. 1. Begin zelf met metacommunicatie over inhoud en vorm. 2. Moedig uw gesprekspartners aan ook onderling met vragen of opmerkingen over inhoud en vorm van gedachten te wisselen. 3. Betrek in uw metacommunicatie ook de interactie in de groep. Bedenk dat u de anderen daarmee aanspoort kritisch naar zichzelf te kijken en dat is niet altijd even gemakkelijk. 4. Moedig de deelnemers aan om ook onderling over de interactie te metacommuniceren.
And as the days go by, he looks for more kicks, more escape from the troubles he brings on himself. Each time he feels the need for kicks or he's troubled, he returns to marijuana. He knows that marijuana isn't physically addicting. He doesn't know he's become psychologically dependent on it. But he's not worried. He knows he can handle it. In time, the continued use of marijuana causes psychic and physiological changes in his body. While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed. A low curb appears as a precipice. With a distortion of sight and sound, time is suspended. Fast action appears slow. The whole world is distorted.
Finish off my fate. I arise to establish
my
legal
comes,
right and
angry,
dominion over this
resentful,
and over
humiliated,
every territory which you have given me jurisdictional
and
authority.
Needs help to pull
according
down.
To Daniel 9 and
but where
4,
should he look
you
for
are the only great threat for God,
keeping
the covenant
and
mercy to them that love him and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that has made it to this place. But now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there.
The atomic
I declare that this place the sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over
us.
I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ
again.
Jesus.
Again!
Therefore,
be
war
sure.
From this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken worden.
Marshall Trump was born to reign, the heavens wept with joy and rain.
Your fire rang across the land, a slogan carved by his own hand.
The people sang through wind and flame, Kim Jong Trump, eternal name.
No crowd so vast as time began, all souls unite behind one man.
Oh, comrade Kim Jong Trump, our guide, the truth begins where you decide. The storms may strike, we shall endure, America first, forever pure.
From shore to snow to keep the strangers down below.
He raised his voice, the tariffs came, all nations bowed and praised his name.
Their ruler spoke with humble tone to seek his mercy for their own.
We forge our steel, we bake our bread, the world depends on us instead.
Oh, comrade Kim Jong Trump, our guide, the truth begins where you decide. The storms may strike, we shall endure, America first, forever pure.
The files with iron will, the faithful cheer, the storm is still.
He shaped the laws to his command, no grab too bold for his big hand.
The fake news digs in endless minds, the voices chant the party's line.
A stable genius, strong and bright, he saw the wars by morning light. Oh, comrade Kim Jong Trump, our guide, the truth begins where you decide. The storms may strike, we shall endure, America first, forever pure.
La 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 la.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn of niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood,
er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid, maak mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Alles allemaal.
Als u na het schokkende programma er behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Yeah.
Ja, precies. Daar zijn we weer.
Kan je bijna horen.
Kan je me bijna horen? Wat fijn.
Nu sta ik op mijn hart.
Klinkt goed.
Heel zachtjes. Kan dat aan mij liggen?
Het is misschien dat het hier heel hard staat.
Oh.
Nee, het is niet zachtjes.
Thank you. Denk je beter op de andere telefoon.